Like the Elmhurst Library, the Oakland Library's main branch is also going outside its walls to find patrons, and it's doing it on two wheels. The Mobile Bike Library is a weekly book delivery service that travels to different Oakland neighborhoods. Student reporter Sarah O'Neill went along one day, and she brings us this story.
I'm in the back of the main library on 13th Street, close to Lake Merritt in Oakland. Manato Monaga is showing me her favorite piece of book-related equipment.
It's sort of a pyramid shape, and it sits on a trailer bed that was custom-built. There's four shelves on each side, and it displays books in a cascading manner.
About 50 books in all. This mobile bookshelf can be wheeled away at a moment's notice to anywhere in Oakland. But wait, there's more.
There's a wooden piece attached to the top, where you can put flyers and stickers and logos, and we can display not only hardbacks, but paperbacks.
Tomonaga is ready for her day's work. She's bringing a little part of the main library to the people of Oakland today, on the back of her bike. The door to the library storage space closes. We mount up and head off down the road, with a shelf of books in tow. Tomonaga is taking me downtown, where a special event is happening. It's called Libros Libres. They promote literacy by giving away books to anyone who wants them. It's here where we're going to set up shop. As we pull up to a traffic light, a guy in his car gets inspired by our mobile bookshelf.
So awesome.
Thanks.
Like what you're doing right now. But brings joy into the world. For sure.
We get to the event, park our bikes, and set up our wares. The mobile library is open for business. Tomonaga brings a different collection of books to every event. Today, she's focusing on kidlit.
Really popular books that oftentimes are actually really high demand titles, so it's been great to see kids' faces light up when they see, like, Captain Underpants or Diary of a Wimpy Kid. That kind of format of mixing, I think, text and graphics really helps reluctant readers get confident with reading and just see reading as an enjoyable activity, which is what we're trying to promote at the library.
And if a kid finds a book they're excited about, they can check it out right here, which basically just means they can take the book home and bring it back to any Oakland library whenever they want. A pretty liberal honor system.
We're hoping that it'll be a nice reminder for them to visit their library to pick up a card if they don't have one. And also just a way to get books into the hands of readers easily without a lot of obstacles. We can't do mobile library card applications yet or mobile checkout, so this is sort of the next best thing.
I meet two kids, Manuel and Jessica, walking away from the mobile library. They've just checked out some books. They tell me they'd rather be reading than watching TV.
Because when you watch more TV, there's like sometimes when you watch a movie, it has violence and all of that. But when you read books, it's like very fun for you, and you get to it. And you when you read it, you get to imagine it in your head. It's much better to imagine it in your head.
And you get to learn things when you read books, different things that you never learned, like science, math, or art, or how to make things.
What books did you guys check out today?
Diary of a Kid.
Captain Underpants, Pirate versus Pirate, and Harry Potter.
And a Mickey Mouse book for my baby brother.
Jessica and Manuel aren't the only ones to check out books. In all, about a dozen people made use of the mobile library today. Tomonaga's been an Oakland librarian since June, and this Libros Libres event is only the third the mobile library has embarked upon. Tomonaga is an avid cyclist, which is a big reason she wanted to start this mobile project.
It's a way to get the librarians out of the building into our communities again to showcase our books and build relationships in a very positive way. It also serves to somewhat diminish the perception of libraries and librarians as being sort of old and, you know, stoic and static. We're out there, we're active, promoting cycling.
Plus, she thinks cyclists in Oakland are an untapped demographic for libraries.
There's so much energy right now in Oakland behind cycling. At the bike shop, I meet tons of people who have just arrived to Oakland, and the first thing they want is a bike. So I think there's definitely a lot of community building possibility by having an outlet like a bike trailer.
Saying Oaklanders like bikes is an understatement. Oakland hosts one of the largest bike parties in the Bay Area. Once a month, folks from across the East Bay come together to bike across the city, listening to music and dancing along the way. That inspires Tominaga.
I really had this vision when I sat down and thought about the project of blasting an, poetry, you know, Shakespeare, Milton, that kind of stuff, during bike party, and just being another sort of option for people to party on with.
The Libros Libres event is starting to wrap up. Tominaga begins packing up her books. Sarah Kalberg, the co-founder of Libros Libres, walks over to our trailer and thanks us for coming. She identifies a lot with the Oakland Public Library's values.
I think that's one of the really cool things about the bike trailer is that it's accessible, it's fun, it excites people about books, and it reminds people that books aren't just something that you do quietly in a big, you know, brick building. It can be out and exciting in the park, wherever you are, reading should happen.
Tominaga waves and pedals off, closing the mobile library for the day. But she's excited about the potential of this budding new program. For Mills College, I'm Sarah O'Neill.